Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is John Batchelor in conversation with the author George Black. His new book, The Long Reckoning, a story of war, peace, and redemption in Vietnam. We focused on the damage done by the herbicides sprayed by the U.S. in an effort to defeat the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese by removing the tree canopy of the deep jungles on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. The results were a catastrophe for the people of Laos and Vietnam. All these decades later, George Black speaks of the true damage, what happened to the dioxin in the soil, in the water, in the fish. Here's George Black.
It had terrible levels of birth defects, and there were no other conceivable sources. So if you found dioxin, you knew it was from Agent Orange. And that gave rise to the idea of the hotspot, that the concentration, people were partly deterred by the idea that the whole country had been sprayed. So how did you begin to get a handle on the problem? And a lot of people saying, well, like, is every inch of farmland and forest land still contaminated? And Hatfield set out to map the journey of dioxin from the airplanes into the soil, into the water, into the body. And they found that basically most of the agricultural and forest land was pretty clean. Dioxin had degraded through natural processes. But where it concentrated was in food, particularly the fatty tissue of fish, ducks, and other creatures that absorbed the dioxin into their fat, passed it on to humans. And then really the worst tragedy of the whole dioxin story to me is that breast milk has an extremely heavy fat content. It's what makes it so nutritious. It's the most nutritious thing in the world. And women were expelling dioxin through their breast milk into their babies.
This is John Batchelor.